NFL Roundup. I'm Dave Ferry. The top seeds will be hosting both conference championship games. The 49ers needed a late touchdown, and the Ravens shook off a sluggish start before both teams advanced. Ryan Leong was on hand for the Niners' comeback win.
The 49ers hang on to beat the Packers 24-21. San Francisco has advanced to the NFC Championship for the third straight season and fourth time in 5 years. Brock Purdy was 23 of 39 for 252 yards and a touchdown. Christian McCaffrey had 98 yards rushing and two scores. McCaffrey's six-yard run with 107 remaining in the fourth quarter was the difference.
We didn't play well at all and still had a chance at the end, and to go out there and execute at the end, it's a sign of a high-character team. We just got to correct our mistakes for this next week.
The Packers' dream season has ended. Jordan Love was 21 of 34 for 194 yards, threw two touchdowns, but also two interceptions.
It was a tough game for Purdy before he engineered the game-winning drive, saying he forgot about his previous mistakes as they moved downfield.
The defense got a stop at the end, field goal, kicker missed. And it's like we had what we wanted right in front of us, and so you have to clean the slate. You have to have a clean mind and not try to force anything. You know, take what the defense gives you.
49ers linebacker Fred Warner warns that their performance was far from perfect.
Great that we won, but, I mean, shoot, we would love to go into the NFC Championship game firing much more effectively, executing at a higher level, you know, doing things the way that we know that we can and that we're capable of doing. I mean, yeah, it's great we won, but shoot, so much to correct and get better at going into this next game.
Love laments their inability to close out the win.
That's tough. Very tough. Like you said, you know, had an opportunity to win that game and, you know, didn't capitalize on it. So it's a tough way to end the season.
Like San Francisco, the Ravens are a win away from the Super Bowl, as Craig Heist reports.
Lamar Jackson threw for two touchdowns and rushed for two more as the Ravens beat the Texans 34-10 to advance to the AFC Championship game. Jackson hit Isaiah Likely with two scoring strikes. He had touchdown runs of 15 and 8 yards as Jackson and the Ravens outscored Houston 24-0 in the second half.
We wasn't doing our job, you know, with our unit in second half. We went to punt points on the board, started moving the ball, moving the chains, and started looking like ourselves.
Steven Sims scored the lone touchdown for Houston with a 67-yard punt return.
Ravens coach John Harbaugh says Jackson played as expected.
I thought Lamar was going to play great, but he's played great all year. You know, and just now, it's more important than ever. He's been locked in from day one. That's his term. And we've all kind of ran with that.
Tied 10-10 at halftime, Baltimore linebacker Patrick Queen says his team wasn't worried.
We all knew what we could do. That's why halftime we got edgy, because we know what we could do. Just sitting there, the game shouldn't be that close. But, you know, give those guys respect and all the credit that they had it close like that.
Texans wide receiver Nico Collins says the Ravens were deserving winners.
The outcome of this game was not what we wanted, you know, but it is what it is, man. You know, Baltimore is a solid team. We knew that. And boys deserve it, man. But, it is what it is.
The Bills host the Chiefs on Sunday, with the winner going to Baltimore to face the Ravens next Sunday. The 49ers' next battle, the winner of Sunday's other game between the Lions and visiting Buccaneers. I'm Dave Ferry, AP Sports.